Hi there. The word for you today is show affection to one another. Paul writes, 1 Corinthians 7, verse 3, let the husband render to his wife the affection due her, and likewise also the wife to her husband. The Taj Mahal is one of the most beautiful and costly tombs ever built, and there's a legend that surrounds it. When the favorite wife of Indian ruler Shah Jahan died, he ordered it built as a memorial to her. He placed her casket in the middle of a parcel of land, and construction literally began around it. But several years into the venture, his grief for his wife gave way to his passion for the project. One day, it said, while he was surveying the site, he stumbled over a wooden box and had it thrown out. It was months before he realized that that box was his wife's casket. The original purpose for the memorial got lost in the details of construction. There's a lesson here. It's called misplaced values. Look, if you're a husband and a father, your wife and children probably appreciate the things you work to provide. But do you know what they really want? You. They want your time, your attention. They want your affection. J. Paul Getty was one of the world's richest men, yet he failed miserably with his own family. He wrote, and I quote, I've never been given to envy, save for the envy I feel toward those people who have the ability to make a marriage work and endure happily. It's an art I've never been able to master. So, in your quest to build your Taj Mahal, try to remember the purpose for which you are building it. Let me remind you again of what Paul said that purpose is. Let the husband render to his wife the affection due her, and likewise also the wife to her husband. Okay?